spending a few moments speaking with the cellist Maria Bitlock of the Elias String Quartet. They are coming in concert to Central Michigan University on Thursday, February 20th, part of the String Day, all of the string instruments being highlighted and featured with many young people on campus, and then a spotlight concert with the members of the Elias String Quartet that Thursday evening. Marie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Pleasure to meet you today.
Hi. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
The group formed in 1998 is the present configuration. You and Sarah and Donald and Simone, is this the original lineup still together, or have there been changes over the years?
There have been changes. From 1998, there's only two of us left, Donald and myself. And Simone, the viola player, joined us 2 years ago. And my sister Sarah joined about 15 years ago. But actually, she is busy having a baby at the minute. So she will be, for this concert, replaced by Benjamin Navarro, who's a violinist we've known for years, and he's doing the whole tour with us while Sarah's on maternity leave.
Oh, we pass along our congratulations to her. That's wonderful news to share. Unexpected,
yeah.
and wonderful news. Thanks. The group formed then in 1998 at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, and I wonder, was this kind of a bringing together originally of the four of you who discovered a likeness in style, a compatibility in playing? Was it teachers that saw something in that original grouping of the four of you to bring this group together? How did it all begin?
So it started, we actually didn't know each other. It started us being put together as a student quartet, as all the first years were put in groups by the then head of chamber music, Christopher Rowlands, and he had sort of met everyone and heard everyone, and he had, well, a little bit of a genius, actually, in putting people together. And so he formed, we were then called the Johnston Quartet, which was the name of our first violinist. It was kind of tradition to just take the name of the first violinist. And that kind of, those four people, that formation lasted for 4 years. So all the way through college, we stayed together. And I suppose to answer your question, it just started by, us just getting to know each other and little by little sort of finding a common sort of a common joy in sort of looking for things in music and just discovering pieces together. And, you know, we were pretty young back then. We were all kind of 17, 18. And some of us discovering string quartet for the first time. And it was all, I would say, pretty low key and low pressure at the beginning. It was just students kind of getting together to play quartets. And as the years went by, we sort of got more and more serious about it. And at the end of the 4 years, that's when we decided that, well, we wanted to sort of give it a go professionally and concentrate on that. And that's when the other two members changed. So we changed first violinist, and violist, and the rest is history.
As a young ensemble, did you all come in with some familiarity? You talk about that, discovering the various selections for string quartet and obviously getting to the feel of what it would be like to play as a group. Did it start then with some of the standard string quartet repertoire? Was there a direction or a push again from the teachers, or maybe from within the group early on, to explore new music? What became maybe an initial focus, and has that focus changed over time?
There wasn't a specific focus. We started, I remember our very first quartet was a Haydn quartet, which is quite fitting, I think. And then we went on to, you know, Beethoven and Britten and Schumann, and it sort of at the beginning, it was a case of kind of sampling as much of the kind of history of the string quartet as possible. And then nowadays, I wouldn't say we focus on some like a specific side of the music, but we do work by projects. So, as you know, this year is Beethoven's 250th birthday. So we'll be playing a lot of Beethoven's. We'll be presenting cycles around the world. And so that's sort of the project of the moment. Later on in 2021, we'll be presenting Mendelssohn's cycle at Wigmore Hall of his string chamber music. And we always try and have at least one or two new pieces on the go, commissions or pieces that have been written already. In fact, this tour we're touring with Sally Beamish's Reed Stanzas, which is a piece she wrote for us in 2011, and we completely love it and have been touring it ever since, basically.
And that is on the concert that will be given by the Elias String Quartet Thursday, February 20th on the campus of Central Michigan University, music.cmich.edu for all of the information. Marie Bitbach, the cellist with the Elias String Quartet. And an early Beethoven quartet and one of the later works as well. Is that a common theme where you look for an early or a middle or a late in terms of combining those stylistically, or even if they come from the same time period in his writing, what influences how you put those programs together?
Pairing different periods of Beethoven is always really interesting because his, for example, what will be in the concert, the early and the late. So we're playing 18 number 5 and Opus 132. They are written by the same man, but they may as well not be. His string quartet output spans his whole life, and there was such a huge development in his compositional and emotional writing. So I think it's just really interesting to put them side by side. In the early one, Opus 18, number 5, there's a definite influence by Haydn, and actually this one especially Mozart. This one is, it must be, there's nothing official in that, but it must be some sort of tribute to Mozart because it sort of mirrors Mozart's A major string quartet, K464, and it's just so similar, and probably one of the most Mozartian Beethoven quartets, if you see what I mean. And then Opus 132 is, you know, his late period, and he's completely done away with any sort of restricting himself to a form of the time. So it has 5 movements, and possibly the most kind of striking aspect of the piece is the slow movement, which he wrote after he had been really, really ill and nearly died. And he subtitles it a holy song of thanksgiving from a convalescent to the divinity. And it's that definitely looks back to Bach and the chorales, and it's basically a 17-minute long conversation between Beethoven and God. I mean, this is us talking, but it's very moving, actually, very, very beautiful.
And once you move from the concert that you'll be giving this week in Mount Pleasant, there are a series of concerts closer to the end of the month down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and they have these, they're labeled at least as the Beethoven Cycles Part 1. And so is that something that is common when you talk about in this 250th birthday year for the composer, where when you have an extended stay that you're able to explore more fully these cycles that now you as an ensemble have recorded, but in terms of the concert presentation, to really explore and really go into a deep dive of a lot of those works through a lot of the periods of what he wrote for the quartet.
Yes, that's right. So we'll do the first half of the cycle in Winston-Salem this visit, and then so that's three concerts with three Beethoven string quartets in each, and then the second half, so part two of the cycle, will be happening in the autumn in our next visit to the States, where we'll also be starting other cycles around the country, including New York. And as I was saying before, the putting Beethoven string quartets side by side in the same concert is slightly mind-boggling. The typical format would be an early, a middle, and a late in each concert. Some of them will have two early and a late, but it's really amazing to compare them, but also see the similarities and see maybe the little clues, some not so little, that are already in his early string quartets, and that kind of show what he's going to become later. I'm thinking of, for example, Opus 18, number 1, where the slow movement really feels like a late quartet. It's really interesting, but also for us to, as you say, delve into his music and be able to find a common language, between all of those pieces. And the first cycles, Beethoven cycles we ever did was a few years ago when we were preparing for the recording project that you were talking about. And so we slowly made our way through all of the 16 quartets, and it seems like each new one that we visit is a little more informed by everything that we've practiced and rehearsed and discovered in the ones before. And it just sort of makes for a complete picture, again, because Beethoven, his string quartet output really spans through his life and through, I would say, pretty much all kind of sides of his compositional development. So it feels really great to get to know the man through his multiple string quartets.
And note, too, that you recorded both Schumann and Dvorak quintets with pianist Jonathan Biss, and he made a recent visit to Michigan. We had the chance to talk with him as well. And although he talked about all of the composers that he loves and all of the new works that he has commissioned and performed and continues to explore, he said at the essence that it is Beethoven for him that remains his greatest passion. And I know that some people are more comfortable with being identified with a singular composer or a singular era. Others don't want to feel boxed into it. And so take the question in the spirit in which it is meant, that would you identify yourselves as a quartet most influenced by or most often showcasing the music of, and would we fill in that blank to say Schumann or to say Haydn or to say Beethoven, or is it that focus in which you spoke of in particular for this anniversary year?
Good question. I think we do love the variety. It might be more a question for our audience to ask them what they think sort of we represent best. I would say, actually, the quartet started with Mendelssohn, which is why we're called the Elias. It's after his oratorio Elijah. And this is possibly the first kind of composer that, well, first of all, made us find each other in this present formation, but also that we felt we really understood and kind of had a voice with. And that, so that, this was about, you know, 15 years ago. So that was sort of our way in, I think, a little bit. And then Beethoven came for us very much when we started developing our Beethoven project. Schumann and the Romantics have always been a great love of ours, and of course, so is Haydn. So, I'm sorry, I can't really answer your question. Basically, the great joy of the string quartet is that, I mean, of being in a string quartet is that there are so many unbelievable masterpieces throughout history. You know, every composer has written what I think is probably his or her best as a string quartet in history, and that, you know, I feel very, very lucky to get to explore and perform these amazing works.
The early Beethoven, the later Beethoven, and the work of contemporary composer Sally Beamish, all on the concert Thursday, February 20th, Central Michigan University School of Music, with the guest artist, the Elias String Quartet. We've been speaking with the cellist Marie Bitlock from the quartet. And Marie, safe travels as you all continue on the road, not only for the stop here, but beyond. And certainly we wish you all the best for these continuing projects and much of it centered on Beethoven in this special celebratory year. And very much look forward to your appearance here in Michigan. And a real pleasure getting to know you and have a chance to talk with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.